Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you and present to others the international radio personality, Dr. Laura the D. Smith, a.k.a. Dr. Lowe, a.k.a. Coach Lowe, a.k.a. Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has watchers and listeners in 19 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Awesome, awesome. I'm ready to make it do what it do in the new year, so I'm glad to be here. I am Dr. Lorenzo Smith. Just to add some exciting news, before we left here in December, we had listeners added from the country of Germany. And it was so exciting to get back in the game, which we was able to get back in the game. Then we came forth to find out just the other day, we have listeners from Japan and France. Thank each and every one of you all. You are the reason why, because you've been with us through all of our episodes. You've been here where we're grinding and grinding at 475 episodes. See, God is so good. This is prime time tonight. We're going to talk real talk. We're going to talk about what's happening in your neighborhood. We're going to look at it on an international level, as well as we're going to look at it on a state level, and we're going to look at it on a local level. And that's what it's all about. I'm so glad to have an awesome group of co-hosts that takes time to join us. I have one already on the line. I'm going to say to all you again, Happy New Year to you. This is 2022. What we have to do is take one day at a time and be comfortable with God, what God has blessed us with. We what might want to see our way out of this crisis in regards to health. We see ourselves, this is what we can be, but we got to trust in our Lord and do it one day at a time. Follow the protocols. Let's stop infighting. Let's stop trying to keep each other from being successful. 2022 is going to be a good year. It will. Things are going to work out. We just have to be patient, and in God's time, it will happen. I want to give a shout-out to all of those individuals that play a role as co-hosts. Some of them may not be with me, but I do. I know I have one on the line. I'll make sure I give that raving introduction to her because we're talking about 2022, and this is really my first time talking with her in 2022. So let me have the opportunity to introduce the other one, then I will make sure I give the right shout-out to this young lady who's always joining us, have some awesome ideas about what's going on, awesome thoughts, and that's what it's all about. We'll give a shout-out to our millennium, our young lady that's working hard. She's in the school system, and she joined us from time to time. She's been really, really grinding, trying to finish up with some things academically as well as she's a coach, none other than Miss Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. A shout-out to Dr. Olivia E. Smith. We truly, truly thank Olivia for taking time. That's Dr. O, and we'll give her a shout-out as a member of Delta Sigma Theta. We're going to offer our condolence to all the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Lost your national president recently, and see, God transitioned her. But we want to say we're here to support you. All of Divine Nine is here to support you. So all of the sisters of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, WBSW Internet Talk Radio, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, the final womanhood, the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, we just want to say we're here to support you. And that's what it's all about, us coming together and supporting each other in time when we don't always expect to be in, but God bless us to be able to come together and support one another. Want to give a shout-out also to another host joining us from time to time out of the great state of California, Oakland, California, none other than the lady that put the boots on the ground. I get excited every time I look around and see when she's on the line. I know that she's checking us on Facebook or whatever it may be, none other than Miss Tina Robinson, owning my own truth. These two young ladies I do have on the line, glad to have both of them. And I'm going to make Lisa live right now, but I already have started already. Give a shout-out to this young lady, Hells originally from that great state of Ohio. He's at the northern point of Ohio, up at Cleveland, to now she's in the southern part of Florida, in Boca Raton, and I think she took a step, moved around a little bit, but, you know, that's what I always give her a shout-out for, none other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Dr. Lowe. How are you?
I am awesome. God has been so good. He has smiled upon us one more time. So we can see another.
Did you see my good news?
Yes, I saw your good news, and I want to say congratulations. Lisa's grinding out in South Florida, making a difference, helping and serving individuals that need it, and we want to give a shout out to Lisa for doing some awesome work in South Florida down there. Keep doing what you're doing, Lisa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to give a shout-out to this young lady. I don't leave her last just to leave her last because we want to grind. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Bound of Womanhood. She's a former, I won't say retired, but a former, and a former meaning I'm not presently standing in the job, but I'm always going to be an educator, administrator, a counselor, an advocate just for block by block, none other than Sara Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Sara?
I'm doing fine, my brother. How are you tonight? And it seems like it's been a long while since we talked. So glad to be on tonight.
It's been a while. It's been since the 17th of December. So it's been a while, but hopefully the rest that we all had give the energy to push through and make 22 even better than 21 was. And everybody said, well, there's a lot going on. No, we're not taking away from what have occurred throughout the pandemic, but we're saying that we're alive in 22 and we want to be better than we was in 21. So we're real excited about that. But Scarlett, it's good to talk with you. Lisa, it's good to have you on as well. So we're going to make this thing do what it do. The title of tonight's show is America is at a Crossroads. And you can take your definition and take that title and work it however you want to see it. However, we have to look at all things, all phases. So I had several topics tonight on Real Talk. And issues that we just want to talk about because it is happening in our community, it's happening in our state, it's happening in our country, and we need to address some of these issues. And one of the first things are the social issues. I was really, really concerned over the holidays how we ended the year in regards to in our neighborhood, a lot of lives were lost. Because I know here in where I'm located, the first time we had as many homicides, over 75, and those people say, whoa, that you're talking about a small community, a small place, and we had over 75. We normally figured out right at 50, but that's 25 more homicides, and they're considered to be high crime, part of that high crime rate. So we want to talk about how acts of crime in our community, especially homicide, black-on-black crime, just the death of our sisters and brothers, and we want you to kind of share your thoughts on it, and I ask the co-hosts to share their thoughts, even in their community. Share if you know any stats about your community, but let's talk about the high crime, basically, and focusing on truly homicides and black-on-black crime.
Well, it's pretty rough, and also for police officers being shot and killed, I think we've seen that nationally also. Until this country gets a handle on the weapons that we have and how easily these weapons are bought, purchased, secured, passed on, left behind, or whatever the case may be, we're going to continue to have this problem. And I know guns, responsible gun owners need to have and will continue to have their rights, you know, because they're, you know, responsible gun owners, but I worry about the ones who are not so responsible. And also, we've had two killings here over the weekend. We had two last week. So it's getting rough out here. And then we also see on TV how folks are going and breaking into stores and just a bunch, you know, a large group of people going in, smashing things and stealing and taking it right there in broad daylight. You know, these things are happening. And the bottom line is it affects all of us. It really does. People need to be free and feel okay to go to church, to the movies, to the grocery store, to shop at expensive stores, not so expensive stores. It's almost at the point now where it really just doesn't matter because you have to always be vigilant on where you are, anywhere you go. And, you know, it's not like the times that we grew up, you know, where you go out and stay all day and come home by yourself and no one bother you. We're in a different time and era now. And I don't think the pandemic has helped because there seems to be, you know, we knew that there was going to be a lot of anxiety, a lot of pent-up aggressions and pent-up feelings about a lot of things. And I'm just wondering if we're seeing the signs of that now as a result of that. But we're going to really have to have some tough conversations in this country about what do we want America to be and what do we want for Americans as an American citizen and as those who live in this country aspiring to be American citizens or those who, you know, are here for a short period of time or whatever. What do we want for this country to be? And it's going to take a lot of talk and a lot of conversation, but I'm not so sure with the lobbyists and those who do not see it the way that we may see it, if we're going to be able to win this battle or if ever. But one hope, and then I'll be quiet, but one hope that I heard today was that Generation Z, these group of young people who have witnessed a lot of awful things in their young lives, the George Floyd killings, Ahmaud Arbery, all these things, they are making a difference, and these folks are voting like never before. They're trying to make sure that we get people in who care about our democracy and about our rights and having a voice for climate change, human rights, voting rights, all these things. And I'm going to call, you know, being able to be safe in your community, that's a human right. That's a human right. And the Generation Z is not playing, and this is a group of young people, young Americans, who are now of age to make a difference in a lot of these things. You need to watch this voting block because I think they're coming, and I think they're going to show us how and what should be done.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, Lisa, you can jump in right there if you want to.
Crime in Florida. Let's see. There's things that I've heard. Break-ins, car break-ins, car thefts. I get like notifications from my Ring. What is it? The Ring camera. Every day something going on. A lot of things are teens, kids. I don't know about black on black. I know it's just crime on crime right now here, and we have a ton of people that have infiltrated down here. And I think social media doesn't help. A huge issue down here is, like, FPL went up 30%. All the rents down here, you can't rent anything probably for less than $4,000 a month. Maybe a one bed. People can't afford it. So maybe a one-bedroom now is like $2,600, $2,700. We're living in New York, basically, and I think people here, people that have been here like me, people that, what Scarlett was saying, yeah, anger, frustration, inability to pay for things, our schools are overcrowded. There's been a number of code reds I'm hearing in the schools, you know, threats made. You don't know if the kids really have guns or not. I think just the price is going up and people not working, and I don't know if that's choice. They can't work. They're depressed to work. There's so many different factors that play into this that are creating these issues. I did hear a really crazy story, but it happened in L.A. There are packages on a train or something, and somebody, people broke into it, and they stole packages and left it all over the railroad tracks. I mean,
that's true.
Gun control, they got to do something about work. I know people won't like what I'm saying, but something needs to be done. And mental health is not good at all. And we're still stuck in the same place. I feel like it's just getting worse.
Well, first of all, we don't have enough mental health workers.
No.
In the country, I mean, it was already a shortage before.
No.
And we talked about this, I think some time ago too, Lisa, that even those who like you, you know, they're overworked because the caseloads are so high. It's like the social workers, you have to pay people their value. And right now,
right,
social workers, teachers, people working with the public, central workers, nurses, even the nursing homes, those people are quitting too now because they're not, you know, they're the lowest people with the lowest salaries on the ladder. You've got to pay. You want value, then we got to pay for the value. And folks are frustrated,
right,
and tired of working for having to do two or three jobs just to put food on their tables.
Right.
This country is the greatest country in terms of wealth around in the globe,
right,
on the globe. And the wealth keeps getting wealthy. If you're not in that top 1%, you know, you're still trying to just get, you know, to just make a decent living and be a decent human being and have, you know, and raise your family.
Right.
And I don't know when people, politicians are going to get this. And as I said, this Generation Z is going to be demanding, because these young people have come through all the worst, pretty much the worst of what we've dealt with the last, 20 years?
Yep.
And now
the
pandemic has really accelerated the worst.
Yeah.
And they're seeing,
right,
you know, and human rights, gay rights, you know, we all should, you know, everyone should be respected and valued and should be able to make a decent living for their families and a living wage. And a lot of these companies are now beginning to see this because they can't get enough people to work. And when you start paying them, giving them the benefits, and when you give people the opportunity to be able to go to a school conference or whatever without going through a lot of hassle about it, you know, things are going to change.
Agreed.
And I got hope because this Generation Z, I think it's going to show us some things. And they're going to get people elected who are about the right things. You know, anytime that you got an entire Congress of the United States and you got folks on one side of the aisle voting down my right to vote, even though we're taxpaying people, we're consumers, we buy things, we also are owners, we own things. And I can't have the right to vote? Come on now, y'all.
And Scarlett, can I stop you right there? Scarlett, let me stop you before we go into that part. I want to focus a little bit on some things that were said in regards to the crime, high crime, and the rates and how things are going on in our community and neighborhood block by block. And I think it's important that we get back to focusing on block, focusing on block to block.
Right. I was bringing that back.
We need to get back to block by block. See, the problem is that we're waiting on someone again to do some things for us. And we can do some things in our neighborhoods, in our community. We talk about guns and why guns, you know, regardless, we got a right for guns, but guns is the one, maybe the projectile that kills, but it takes somebody to pull that trigger. And that's not ever been an easy thing for anybody to do. So if anybody thinks that's an easy thing to do just because you own a gun, it's not easy to do.
Right.
Some of these people have so much anger in them, and they have, we can blame it on whatever we want. We can blame it on the last 2 years or blame it on their foundation. It has to be done and corrected. This crime where we're killing each other has to be done in our neighborhood. We got to take the responsibility and not count on anybody else to do it because we have done that and it haven't worked. So what we need to do is start focus on what our theme is block by block. We need to be real pressing that in our neighborhoods when we begin to come together in our neighborhood. If we're not able to bring everybody together, use some means of sharing with people, whether it's in the stores or wherever it may be. But we need to do more. Our organization, not just we've got an organization, all organizations need to play a role in helping us solve these problems in our community. And when we start doing that, I really truly think we got a great opportunity to be successful. So we have to continue to press that we do it block by block because we can't turn it over to anybody else to do it.
It's a fear out there. People are afraid because if you go out and try to do something, you know, on your own, you may get shot yourself, you know, and that has happened. And that's the fear of going out there and, you know, I this might be the wrong thing, but until we put pressure on the suppliers and the people and the corporations and all these businesses that fund a lot of this stuff, you know, when you start putting pressure on where it's funded through with that money and cut it off.
We have to keep in mind as well, just because of that, we still got the guns have to be, we got the guns not shooting people. So we need to, not to cut you off at the start, but we're going to move the agenda as well because we got several things we want to cover. We want to just move forward and make sure we get everything. All right, the next thing was talking about in the political aspect, because we kind of stepped over into the economics, and since it was brought up, it was talking about what's happening in our economy, what's happening on our jobs, what's going on with our jobs. There were some things mentioned there that I thought was real important. I think both of you all said something about it, where, you know, it may not be enough jobs out or may not be enough workers out there. Either way it goes, we're having a challenge with being able to provide, because I'm going to tell you, it's disheartening when I do go to the grocery store and I have a favorite juice that I like to get. It's a Cran Plum Granny juice that I drink every morning. To find only one out on the rack, or two out on the rack. And something is not right with that. I think sometimes can't get toilet paper. Some can't get things. You know what I'm saying? And then we don't have the people to put it out. We just got so much going on that a lot of people are not taking a job because they don't feel like they're valuable. We're in these companies that's right here that make sure the people in the leadership role get all the money, then the people down the bottom don't get any money. You were talking about in some cases minimum wages, but $11 being raised. I saw at McDonald's, I saw the sign they hired for $11 an hour. You calculate $11 an hour for 8 hours a day, five times a week. You know, that still is not enough. We got so many problems that we do. People just refusing to put their, just want to go out there and work. This pandemic allows some people to do some things a little different. And they're not going back to those jobs that we think they ought to have that job. They're going to a job they think they can have if they can get the right training, they get to support, get an opportunity to be on the job and get the job without being considered the fit See, a lot of times people don't get jobs because they don't fit. Don't mean you don't have all the qualifications. Don't mean you just don't fit because whoever's hiring won't give you an opportunity. You all can jump in right there because I look at some of these issues that's facing us on the,
well,
in the job market.
What was the name of your juice you said that you didn't have a what was the name of that juice?
Cran from
Grant. Right. Okay. I've already said it because you've already reiterated what I've already said about it. You got to pay people, you know, and make them feel valued and that they have a worth. There are more jobs in this country now than there are workers. I mean, they're scrambling, and it's the same thing here. You know, we had a big snowstorm last Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday past. And they couldn't get stuff stocked on the shelves. That's just how clean the store was, just cleaned out. And you just can't find the workers. And if they come to work, if they don't have benefits as well as the salary, they're not staying now. You know, that's it. They're not going to stay for that. So those companies that are now paying, we got some here that are paying $20 an hour, and they're tempted to increase it some more. Those are ones that are really getting some good good workers, but they're supposed to be still paying this $10, $11 an hour. You're right. They're not biting on that. And let me just say that we have a sorority here in my chapter that is now, she's African-American, and she is the new head of HR for all of Michelin USA, North America. And she has 23,000 people that she has to be responsible, you know, for in terms of HR and benefits and things of that nature. And even she's saying that even when she was in France, where Michelin is headquartered, but they have another headquarters here in Greenville, in North America, the North American plant. And she was saying that even over there, they're having problems, you know, even getting qualified because of this global thing. It's not only affecting America, but it's going all around the world.
Awesome. Well, awesome. Mm. That's awesome. We want you to join us. You can call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with Lisa, Scarlett, and myself. I'm very excited about being back on in 2022. We are excited to be back. This is our first show for 2022, and we was glad, as I mentioned earlier, to add three additional countries over the time we was out. And see, amazing. Not only people are still joining us, because when they go to Blog Talk Radio or go to Facebook and they can pull up through the archives and see exactly what we're doing. Those three countries was Germany, France, and Japan. So we're excited by having those as a part of our listening and watching audience. So God has been so good. Now, quickly, we want to just kind of touch bases on a couple of things. And before I move on with Lisa, did you want to share some about some of the workforce situation? And then I want to step over to something you said, Lisa, about the price, the monthly rental and lease rate of one-bedroom apartment, because I have a couple of individuals, especially Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, is typing in some things, and she's putting some things up on the board in regards to Facebook, and we want to make sure we can share some thoughts. But anything in regards to our employment, our labor shortage, our workforce shortage, and that, if anything you want to share that before we move to the back to that apartment situation, because it's affecting people. Yes, in the process.
I guess really quick, I you know, because I run three businesses, and people say, "How do you run three businesses?" I always kept my pet sitting business because it's a fallback. Do you know what I mean? Like it's something that's there. Luckily, I had my private practice because during the pandemic, there was no teaching yoga. My thoughts, you know, I have a strong work ethic because that's how I was raised, you know, role models. I feel like, you know, my father, my uncles, my grandfather, those are my role models. I feel like some of this, okay, people maybe are not getting paid enough, but what were people doing before this happened? You know, what were they working? Now all of a sudden you're 20 years old and you think you should be making $60,000 a year. Like, I've heard that. You got to get experience, you know. And I know for myself, being a business owner, I take care of the people who teach for me, and it's impossible to even find kids yoga teachers, if you guys can believe that. I've had people not show up. I'm hearing from other people I know, people just don't show up. At least have the common courtesy and respect to call. If somebody is having more, I feel like this, if you're given more responsibilities at a job, I would pay that person more. And some of the restaurants around here, that's what they're doing. They're paying a higher, what is it, per hour? And, you know, then they get their tips. But it's a huge problem. Yeah, it's a problem because how are you going to pay your bills? And once the government or, you know, we don't want, and I saw this back when I worked for the state, we don't want people dependent on the government. You want to be dependent on you. And, you know, it's like I mentioned earlier, is it a mental health thing? Is it a I like being at home thing, or I want to get $60,000 a year at age 20? Well, that doesn't, you know, quite work like that. So it's a huge problem. And then real quick, and I'll let you move on, there are places around here I've seen signs up. Please be nice to us. We are short-staffed. So when people are going in and abusing teachers, service staff, and I've seen it firsthand, and sometimes I say, I have a mask on, but sometimes I'll say something and sometimes I don't. I just keep my mouth shut because I don't know, but I can't stand when I see that. It bothers me because they have a job to do and you're giving them a hard time. And I get it. And then people get upset and they don't want to go back in. And so that's another issue in itself.
Let me just add this right quick. Let's not generalize, though, because every 20-year-old is not one to make $60,000 or can make $60,000. We don't want to generalize. This is just those extreme.
Some of them do.
Extreme. Right. Well, yeah, they may, but not all. So I don't
Around
want to generalize.
Around this area, they do.
Okay. Well, I don't want to generalize.
I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, people, this has been just a long-term problem in this country about how we treat essential workers and people that work hourly wage jobs and things of this nature. And the majority of them, you know, I would like to think, and I do know, that work, you know, for decades and just now trying to work two or three jobs just to put food on the table. That's still a lot of Americans in this country.
Exactly. And the truth of the matter, it's been like this. And Scarlett, I don't know whether you remember this or not. When years ago in teaching, they used to have something going on. You had to live in the county. A lot of young people may not know that you had to live in the county.
That's
but
right.
Besides that, you were being paid if you was a 9-month, 8-month, whatever teacher was back then, you got paid 8 months. Then the other 4 months, he was unemployed. So you found a lot teachers working second and third jobs just to survive.
That's correct.
And,
that's right.
And it's beginning to branch out more, and we'll see it more when we find out people that were working 3 or 4 jobs before the pandemic are not choosing to work 3 or 4 jobs. Yes, we say there's 10 million jobs out there, but a job got to match the person. You just can't put anybody in those jobs. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we encounter. And a lot of times these individuals are looking for, you know, jobs that may have some longevity, something they're going to come out as a benefit when they get to be 60 years old, like some type of retirement system, whether it's a 401k or whatever it may be. But it has to be something that is working people to look at something wherever you're. And the pandemic brought this where people begin to look more closely, just like making sure where you stay. You know, I know it's quite expensive down in South Florida because when I was living down there, a simple one-bedroom at that time was $2,100 a month.
Gross.
You include everything you need to include.
Now it's a lot.
$2,100. Mm-hmm. Please understand that now it's $4,000.
My goodness.
Niece Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, just typed and let me know that they're at $3,000 for a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
And
people have to realize
this is increasing, but you don't have the money to pay for it. So you lean toward affordable housing. And we have some people in pretty good fields living in affordable housing because you can only afford, you know, so much. Because you're talking about $3,000 out of your check that you may not be making, but $4,500. $3,000 out of that, and that's nothing to... And you're not purchasing a home. You're just living in a one-bedroom apartment. We're in some challenging time. We know that.
Terrible.
We know things have to change. We see the employment and people choosing not to go into that, you know, on the job because it's mismatched. It's nothing, no benefit from it. And these are the kind of things that have to be continued to be addressed. We got to continue to talk within our – and, you know, I'm going to be always on the block by block. Y'all got to understand.
Yeah.
I want to focus, for me, is looking at how I can help individuals that I can put my hands on. How can I help those individuals? Can I share knowledge with them? Can I share with them the hard work that comes along with it? I want to talk with them. I can't spend time trying to change people that make decisions in other places, but I can get to the minds of these young people. I just want to share with all of you and all and the co-hosts, I received a text from one of my fraternity brothers. Truly, I call him a good friend of mine. He's over in Georgia, and he's an elementary school teacher, outstanding teacher, outstanding young man. And I was excited when he sent me a text to say we're doing a Read Across America program, and we're asking Real Men's, I don't know, of Atlanta to come in. But he thought enough of me to ask me to come in and read. That's the impact I want to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope all of us see it. That's neighborhood. You're addressing it down there. Even though it's going to be done virtually, it's still giving the exposure. So I think that's where my mind has been all the time. And that's what this radio station is all about, block by block. It's all about neighborhoods. We want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. You're going to give us your name. Then jump right in so you can conversate with Lisa Scarlett and Dr. Lowe. So glad to have an opportunity. We want to move because as our time began to move quickly and fast away from us, we want to make sure we can share some thoughts on a couple other topics. And I want to kind of place this one out here so we can talk about it because you've been watching the news the last week. And you saw that the John Lewis Advancement Act, I'm going to make sure I get it right, Scarlett, you help me out, and the Voters' Right Act, it was voted down in Congress. And it's something that continually needs to be talked about because we have to make sure we have stern rules in place to make sure we do what we're supposed to do. But we also have to give an opportunity where everybody have a right to come to whatever place is designated to vote as well. And I'm going to leave it right there, Scott, and I'm going to come in and tail in it. And Lisa, you can come in as well, but I'll come in and tail in. We'll talk about this to kind of wrap up the show because we're moving toward the end of the show, and I want us to be able to talk about that.
Okay, so are you bouncing it to me right now?
Yes, I bounce it off to you, then Lisa can jump in, then I'll jump in at the end.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, I personally, when we talk about issues on this show, to me, and I like what you're saying about going block by block because that's what we also do. But for me, all of this wraps up into everything. Everything is all interrelated. Guns, lack of wages, rent, housing, all these things to me are wrapped up into what we have an opportunity as American citizens to vote those that represent us, who make laws and policies in this country, locally, state, nationally. It all is all interrelated, because if you can't exercise your right to vote, how are your ideas and thoughts and what you care about and what you're passionate about, how does it get generated into a policy, into a law that's going to help improve your life, my life, and everyone's life in this country? And those particularly that are not in that top 1% of the wealth in this country, when you got just billionaires who make up pretty much all of the wealth and everything else, what they call trickle-down economics that we know never works, where is it trickling to? Because it's not being effective, it's not making a difference. When your rights to vote, and when you don't exercise the right that you do have to go and get up and go vote, you're giving that power over to someone else who does not even see things or even know about your community or know about your circumstances. And if they do, that might not be their philosophy or their belief. There are some people, unfortunately, who really believe that, you know, you do the best you can. I'm doing all right. So why worry about everybody else in the country? Voting matters. Gun laws, rental policies, things of this nature, housing. Here now, the minority folks and communities that live downtown Greenville, all that's gone now, pretty much. And they have moved those people out into the forest parts of counties. And this is the largest area in South Carolina. You move out to places where you don't even have grocery stores or anywhere, if you don't have transportation or public transportation to get you back and forth to your doctor, to the grocery store, to the pharmacies, things of this nature, how are you going to get there? Because you're not close to your neighborhood anymore. Neighborhood is very dispersed. So what do? You're just out there. So the high-rise and the multi-million-dollar condos and all the swankiness, that's what's there, gentrification. You know, we're gentrifying. We've got to think about those, the least of us. We got to. And biblically, God tells us to do that for the least of these. And somehow we got to get back to that. And all this other foolishness about gerrymandering and trying to split our vote, trying to get our vote not being so concentrated in an area so you can have a representative that don't look like you, this is where we're headed. And if we don't get this right to vote, the voting rights bills passed, the John Lewis Act and all things that he stood for, then we're in trouble. And Doc knows that Brother Lewis was one of our brothers of Phi Beta Civil Fraternity Incorporated. He was a brother, and he cared about people and about the rights of people and the human condition. And then we just got through celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King. You can't get up and espouse the words of Dr. King, and then you go into Congress and you vote against somebody's rights. You see, it's coming two double standards out of your mouth. You know, Dr. King. You know, every MLK Day. You know, people can give more orations about Dr. King, but when it comes time to live what he talked about, it's something different.
Awesome. I tell you, Lisa. I see Lisa back on the line. Lisa, you want to share the thoughts at that point in regards to what have occurred last week in regards to just voting rights?
You know, I didn't. To be honest, I didn't see it, but everybody should have the right to vote. I mean, I haven't watched the news. I'm sorry.
I've been getting done with work late, but yeah, everybody, I agree. I caught the tail end of what Scarlett was saying. We all have the right to vote. It shouldn't be taken away, correct?
Correct.
Well, they're taking away voting precincts. Yeah, they're doing all that. They're taking away the precincts, too.
I feel like everything that was worked for is being taken away. Not everything, but a lot of things that were put into place for some reason. The timing of all this, right? It just seems it's not right. And you're right about Dr. King. And Dr. King stood for a lot of things that I think it's shameful what's going on right now, you know, where people fought to be and now look where we're at. We're very disunified, and I've said this before, and being disconnected and arguing over things that to me right now, really, we shouldn't even have, it shouldn't even be happening, right?
Right, awesome.
Right.
And truly, thank you, Lisa. Just because we're getting down to about 10 minutes, it's 14, but I'm just saying when we get through, it'll be about 10 minutes. We'll make sure we give our shout out. I just want to just kind of focus on one thing that Scarlett also said that is so important because, again, yes, we look at the whole picture, but we also have to look at the picture that applies to it. Scarlett said, exercise your right to vote by getting out to vote. I think that's one of the things that is so important that we also focus on as well. We can make it as simple and easy as possible. People still have to get up. You cannot expect to be brought to you to do it.
Right.
One of the things we've been saying for years, that we need to go to the polls. I saw something happen in Alabama. We had an opportunity, this city in Montgomery, to vote at least about 8 times. And when I say 8 times, we had a senator to end up resigning. We had an election of a couple of House of Representatives. Then the House of Representatives ran for the Senate. Then we had a couple other races that equal up to the people going to the poll at least within a year, at least 6 times. And I don't think you should ever stop going. You should go every day. So by exercising the right to vote, what the voters give you, the right to vote, that you need to make sure, as Scarlett said, exercise. Be a part of it. Make sure you make the effort. If we say I'm being denied, let me go and be denied. Let me go and you physically, then I'm going to be all into you about that because you're not going to deny me the right to vote. So truly, on the grassroots level, we got to continue to try to exercise our right to vote no matter what act come up. We got to get out, as Scarlett, you said, exercise. We have to. And that's what's so important that we do. To advance anywhere today, we have to use that vote, whether it's through absentee, whether early voting, whether it's the day of voting. We just got to be able to go and demand that I have that opportunity to vote. You're not going to stop me from voting. You're not going to discourage me from voting because I want to see changes. See, and the only way you're going to get the change, we can't talk about we won't change. We got to get up and cause the change to happen. Scarlett said about the young people that's in this generation, they got down to X, Y, Z, and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, all of them have to. Each generation has to come together and get out and demand that I'm going to be there. I'm going to get up. I'm not going to let, well, I don't need to vote in this race. We had too many. I'm just tired. I'm just wore out. And then things happen. We don't have the votes there. Then changes start happening. And a lot of it is locally because it's important who you elect for your local representative, too, now. Some people forget about the local person,
right.
The councilman.
That's right.
You know, they forget about your probate judge. They forget about your mayor. They forget about, they don't think it's worth working as hard. We want to focus on just the governor. You just want to focus on a senator. No, we need to focus on, because once we vote and get those people in those local, and they band together with the state, and they can make changes at the next level. But as long as we're not focusing on getting out to vote to get our local officials and the right one in place, it's going to be the challenge will come even higher as you get. So we have to keep doing that. It's so important that when the opportunity comes in the primary that you get out and vote. Don't let nobody discourage you because, okay, you didn't get a chance to this to happen. Get out and vote. Go and vote because it's going to make a difference. Every vote does count.
You know, I like the word that you use, Doc, demand. I like that. Demand. Demand your rights. You know, you got to, you got, like we say on this show all the time, don't look for a white horse and somebody riding a white horse in a knight of shining armor coming down to your block to save you, save me, or anybody else, because he ain't coming. And I'm gonna put it just like that. I'm not gonna be proper now, you know, like he isn't coming. He ain't coming. We have got to get up off our tails and go out there and do what we got to do. Just like this show, we do what we're gonna make it do what it do. We got to go out there and make it do what it do. And like you said, Doc, we got to demand it. You know, and stop waiting for somebody to give us a handout and crumbs at the table. I'm going to have a seat at the table. You're not giving me crumbs anymore. You know, you got to get out there and you got to seize it. You got to seize what it is that you want for your life and what you want for your community, for your children, for your families. You got to seize it. And it starts with that vote. The vote is our weapon. We don't have to shoot a gun. The ballot box is our weapon. For change.
Yeah.
And I like that word demand. You got to go out there and demand it now because this has gotten ridiculous. You're paying the money. You're paying their salaries. You're paying the salaries of these people that were put in office, but they're not working for us. Then you got to go out there and change and get the ones in there who will. It's time now to stop this pitter-patting around. Get up. Get mobilized, call your election board, check to see if your information is correct, if you have moved, then you need to call them and let them know that you moved and give them the new address and everything. Take away the excuses, because if everybody in this country who is eligible to vote, we would see a difference in this country. Huge difference. Huge. Demand it. Seize it.
Awesome, awesome. Not to cut you off, Red Scarlet, but we're getting with about 7 minutes left. I want you both to give you closing thoughts. And we'll come back on the next opportunity, next time we have Talk and Real to You prime time. We're really excited about just being back on the air with the addition of the three new countries, that's Germany, and that's Japan, and that's France. And we're so happy to have listeners and watchers there. So, your closing remarks, and I want to give a shout out to all these awesome people who took time tonight to be with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, Lisa.
You want me to have a closing statement first?
Well,
I just hope every day that things get better and that slowly but surely change will happen, and I'm hoping more people get back to work, and I'm really hoping, because I'm concerned about the mental well-being of everybody, but mainly our children, and now that we're back in schools teaching, you know, I'm observing a lot of anxiety and kids who can't read or write, and then they're acting out because they don't understand things. And I just hope somehow that this comes together for the sake of our youth, because they missed out on a good, 2 years? A lot of them.
Going on three.
I hope that, going on three, and I hope that, we do find ways. If there are not enough therapists, there is help out there, and, whether it's a friend, a support group, and just know that you're not alone. There's always another option, and don't be ashamed if you are having some mental health issues. It's okay to not be okay. We want you to be okay, and that's my final thought.
Awesome. Sorry.
Profound Choices. Happy New Year to everyone. It's been a while since I've been on. Went through some challenges and a snowstorm, but thank God, I'm here. And just continue to pray and for America and for this world. And just on a side note, Doc, I want to also say, as a former vice president, national vice president of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, condolences to the women, the wonderful women, the beautiful women of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, on the loss of your national president. That was a shock. It was really sad. But our thoughts are with you, and our prayers are with you. And also want to also say to my sorors, my sisters in Zeta, we just celebrated 102 years last week, and it was just absolutely wonderful. All of our Greek-led organizations, but as Doc said earlier, we need other organizations to join the Greek-led community too, to keep moving mankind forward. There's a lot of need out here in this country. There's a lot of things that we need to come together collectively and do. We'll continue to do our parts, but we're always asking for partners, and we're asking for people to join us to help make it happen. In my organization, it's always about the house by the side of the road. I just want to make sure everybody has a house and that we're helping them the side of the road. There's too much need. And we got children out there, they're looking at us, and that's the future. What are we going to do?
Exactly. Awesome, awesome. Thank both of y'all for joining us tonight as our co-host of that Scarlet Age Black member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and also truly, truly the young lady from Ohio who have made home in Boca Raton, South Florida. I know she had made some adjustments, but down in that area. Thank you so much, Lisa Levine, for joining us as well. We want to also give a shout-out to several individuals joining us on Instagram as well as Facebook. I want to give a shout-out to PDG, 315, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Ms. Bush EBS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Turn to Wood, Michael Baisley, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Aaron.Rev, which is Brother Pastor Aaron Bennett of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you so much, Brother Bennett. We want to give a shout-out to Rachel Robinson, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Luster Holston, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Shout-out to Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. Also, a shout-out to Faye Treadwell Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Queen Ministry Lewis, and that's the host of the Shannon Show that will be aired on Thursday. It'll be her birthday on the 29th, so she's having a celebration on her birthday, having an awesome show about what's going on in our daily life, and that's Minister Shannon Lewis. Shout out to Jacqueline Davis and I down out of McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for joining us from down in that place. I got my first start in McKenzie, Alabama. Also, a shout-out to Seema Jackson. She's joining us as well. Thank you to Seema for taking time to join us. It's so good to have each and every one of them. I lean forward, and you'll see me leaning just to make sure I'm not missing anybody. And that's a shout-out to all those individuals. If I missed anybody there, you'll make sure you remind me because I try to stroll through. Again, to the co-host, thank you so much for joining us. It's been good. God is so good. If you notice behind me, I have a television behind me, and the television have up on the screen the cast and the members of WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Have your picture up there so people can see your picture. Have each and every one of you all in the background right here on the wall. So that's something new. See, God has been good to bless me to be able to get a television so I can put that projection up there. See how God is. He's working every day. He's making some things happen, and that's what it's all about. We put our trust in him. We want to definitely say, make sure you keep yourself safe. We have another variant that's coming out, and we got to make sure we continue to protect ourselves. And I know some people said we want to have an endemic to happen, but you know what? It hasn't happened yet. So continue to follow, you know, wearing your mask. I know some people have given up on there. Washing your hands, staying 6 feet, and staying at home, and make sure you get the vax plus the booster. That's what it's all about. It's your choice, but I want you to make sure you get it. Also, hashtag always keep on grinding. And that's what we're doing, grinding every day to add these three countries to it. That's Germany, France, and Japan. That's a grind. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag it's a mindset. Hashtag, it's a state of mind. And truly, that's what it's all about, what we're dealing with. You have to have the right state of mind. And last, but truly not least, I want to tell you that I truly love you. It comes from my heart to know that God has blessed us to be able to come before you again. And we're happy with that. We're just so blessed. And we're going to keep doing what he requires to do. So you have an awesome rest of the night. Check us out tomorrow. We have the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. We're going to be talking about when you had enough in a relationship. What do you do? And that's what it all. It's aired at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to make it do what it do. So you have an awesome rest of the night. I really enjoyed y'all. So be good, and I'm going to shout it out like I always do. And I want you to hear me because I'm going to stream it from the top of my lawn. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night.